broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Welcome into the Giants Center in Hershey. Greg Warnock alongside Greg Smith as we have one matchup coming up here in the finals. And it's at 112 pounds on the girls' side here for Washington Greene County. And that's Marley Sullivan of Cannon McMillan. She will be wrestling Daly Watson from Conneaut in the state finals. Before we get to that, we first want to thank the folks who have given us this opportunity to bring you this action all weekend long here on WJPA. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. Hernberger Insurance Agency on Route 19 just north of the Meadows. Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation. An Advanced Surgical Hospital. Slovenian Savings and Loan. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Washington and Jefferson College, where change makers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. Day Insurance Agency on East Main Street, Washington, on Main Street, Hickory. Online, dayinsurance.com. Celebrating 50 years. Sarah's Candies, celebrating Pennsylvania wrestling for over 50 years. Washington Financial Bank, for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. The Observer Reporter, local voices, your stories. Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. Attorney John Patricic, nearly 30 years of experience, giving your case the attention it deserves. WVU Medicine, call 855-WVU-CARE. Regional anesthesia experts and Big Mac alum, Dr. Brian Matusik. Marshall Funeral Home in Bridgeville, a proud supporter of high school wrestling. Claysville Area Business Association. Claysville area businesses are winning again thanks to teamwork, dedication, and leadership. Chambers Insurance Agency, your third generation independent insurance agency in downtown Washington, online at chambersinsurance.com. And Angelo's Restaurant, celebrating family and tradition for more than 85 years. North Franklin Drive in Washington. So we will have a couple of matches happening right now before Sullivan gets the opportunity to wrestle here in the state finals for the opportunity to win gold. And for Washington and Greene County, there were a total of 12 wrestlers who will be coming home with medals. We know the placement of 11 of those, and we'll let you know what those are and how they finished when we come back in a moment. You are listening to Wrestling here on WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Mention the Washington Greene County wrestlers here at the state tournament coming home with 12 medals. We know what 11 of them are. We want to let you know how they finished in case you didn't get a chance to listen earlier today. In AA, Drake McClure of Bentworth finished in 8th place. Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry in 3rd. Colin White of West Green in fourth. In AAA, Nick McGarity of Peters Township in third place. Dom Canale of Trinity in fifth. Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan in fourth. And Jake Conroy of Ringgold in fourth. And in the girls, Ella Trahan of Fort Cherry in eighth place. Abigail Dolanch of Avella in fifth. Elena Ashby of Trinity in fourth place. And Liliana Giulianelli of Peters in fourth place. Greg, solid weekend for all of those individuals coming home with a medal.
Yeah, no question about it, Greg. And, you know, it was maybe a tougher Friday night than maybe we would have liked to have seen with a few semifinal losses. But I think the bounce back this morning and the finishing here in the third, fifth, and seventh place matches, I think, provided, as usual, a great showing for Washington and Greene County wrestlers and really the broader WPIL at large. But, yeah, the 11 wrestlers that have placed so far, and certainly Marley coming up here shortly to make it 12, all very deserving and put together a great weekend and really a great season to earn their opportunity here in Hershey.
Yeah, you mentioned Marley Solomon. She's the only one we don't know what medal she's coming home with, whether it's going to be gold or silver. We mentioned she will be taking on Daly Watson of Conneaut, and we would like to talk more about that, get in depth, and really tell you a bit about how they got here to this point, and let you know some of their past performance to get you set for this great upcoming matchup coming up at 112 pounds. So we'll take another break, and we'll be back to break down this matchup at 112 pounds for Marley Solomon and Daly Watson in a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. I see.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448, visit us online at dayinsurance.com, or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
For over 50 years, Sarah's Candies has proudly supported WPIAL Wrestling, helping local teams and organizations thrive. With easy and delicious fundraising programs, groups large and small can reach their goals one sweet treat at a time. Start your fundraiser today with Sarah's Candies. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com. Make your next fundraiser a sweet success. Sarah's Candies, raising funds, sharing smiles.
We mentioned Marley Solomon of Cannon McMillan, the lone Washington Greene County wrestler in the state finals. As matches finishing up here in the opening, we had a AA and the girls finish up. AAA is headed to overtime. But let's talk about that matchup, Greg. Marley Solomon from the WPIAL and Cannon McMillan, a sophomore, taking on a junior, rather, from Conneaut area, Daly Watson. Watson is from District 10. Records this season, Watson is 22-12 and 63-44 for her career. Solomon, meanwhile, she is 38-3 this season, 82-7 in her career. And coming into this one here at 112 pounds, Solomon was the West champion Watson, in the same region, was the West third-place finisher.
Yeah, and actually, as we kind of dig into each opponent, most of their common opponents, so these two wrestlers have not met before, I think, as you kind of alluded to there, but many of their common opponents, in particular Daley Watson, saw for the first time just a week ago in Altoona with wins over Rihanna Tolliver of Ringgold and Kaylee Kressecker of West Mifflin, as well as Tamara Humphreys of Brashear. And actually, Humphreys of Brashear, somebody that Watson beat back on Thursday of, or excuse me, that was a couple years ago, also beat in Altoona to finish in third place there. The one common opponent, however, that Watson has not beaten that Solomon has is Trinity Moore of Connellsville. And Moore of Connellsville had a fall against Watson, again, a week ago in Altoona, whereas Marley Solomon had a technical fall against it. Not that common opponents is everything, but certainly there is some familiarity, and I'm sure they've seen each other wrestle, having spent the last few weeks together. But this will be their first opportunity to face each other here in Hershey.
And you look at their road to get here. So Watson was in the top half of the bracket. She won by default, was winning in the match, but won by default over Journey Rodriguez of J.P. McCaskey in the round of 16. Then she defeated Juliet Trout of Pleasant Valley 13-7. By fall, she was winning 13-7 when she got the fall. But won by fall in 4 minutes and 30 seconds. And then in the semifinals, she beats Iris Ritz of Red Bank Valley 8-3. So that's how Watson got to this final. She did not meet Trinity Moore, who was on that same half, because Moore actually lost in the round of 16 in the opening round. Trinity Moore lost 9-2 to Kylie Trossel of Eastern Lebanon. So Trinity Moore did not get the opportunity to wrestle Watson in the top half of the bracket. Solomon, meanwhile, she had an opening fall in 1 minute and 17 seconds over Alicia Ayerly of York Suburban. Then she had a 8-1 victory over Neva Cologne of Wilson area. And then she had that major decision win 11-0 over Tamara Humphreys of Brashear, the one you just mentioned, Greg. So that's how they got to this point. And you look at their past results, mentioned that Watson is a junior. Last year was the first year it actually was an official sport in the PIAA. And that in that season, Watson finished as not only the district champ, but also the West champion as well. As opposed to this year, she was a district champ, but a third-place finisher in the region. Watson finished fourth in the state last year. When it was not a sanctioned sport as a freshman, she finished third in her region and fifth in the state. So a couple of state medals to Watson's credit, but first time in the finals. Solomon, on the other side, she did not wrestle here in Pennsylvania last year. She was in California and came here. She finished fifth in the California state tournament last year, but comes here to Pennsylvania and her first appearance in Pennsylvania is in the state finals, and just looking to continue that wave of Cannon McMillan wrestlers on the girls' side to win a state title.
Yeah, no question about it. And first of all, I was looking at this. How about some credit to the Western District as a whole? So you mentioned Watson, the third-place finisher in the West. Solomon, the winner. Tamara Humphreys ended up being the third-place finisher here in Hershey this year. And so the top three finishers in the state, all just in basically a different order. Well, I guess Solomon could maintain the top spot there. She did win the Western District. But sort of jumbled around, but ultimately the Western District, I think, really showing its strength here in Hershey, given that they will place the top three there. And you're right, you know, the continuation of Cannon McMillan, and obviously this is a wrestling program, both on the boys and girls side, that is, you know, pushed its weight around a lot. And Valerie Solero, who's at Iowa now, state champion last year at Cannon Mac. And so
And she became the first ever girl to win a state title.
She did.
Obviously, you know, wrestling at 100 pounds, so getting that first opportunity to do
it. Yep. I remember calling it with Mark Uriah. Actually, all three of us were on the call last year to call that one. And so certainly a big opportunity here for Marley Solomon to continue with that. I guess we'll have to call it a tradition now if she's able to pull it off 2 years in a row.
That's right. Yeah, something she wanted to make sure Cannon McMillan continued to do that. And obviously, just as a sophomore as well, got a lot of opportunity to potentially, you know, be a three-timer, right? And not to put that pressure on her, that's a lot, but she's got to win the first one first. But she's got the opportunity to kind of keep that tradition going for the Big Macs and as they continue to develop solid wrestlers.
Yeah, now just on deck here as we are at 114 pounds on the girls' side, 106 pounds on the girls' side, 114 pounds on AA and AAA. So we are nearing Solomon's start. But
yeah, and they would have to award the medals as well before Solomon gets underway.
Yep.
While we have a second, we do want to mention this event is presented under broadcast rights granted by the PIAA. And is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this match without the express, this event, I should say, without the express written consent of the PIAA and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio. All rights reserved. Copyright 2025. Yeah, they're into the second period of all three of these matches that are coming right before Solomon's matchup here at 112 pounds. So we'll have these final two periods and then some awards as well before we get back here to Solomon hitting the mats. A lot of great wrestling happening over this past weekend, Greg. And, you know, you look at as a whole, right, for Washington Greene County, we talked about percentages and, you know, how it all mixed out. And really, there's a couple of wrestlers that were really close. And, you know, if they get that medal, they're at the 50% line. I mean, overall, you got to be pretty happy with the percentages in Washington Greene County.
Yeah, I think we had tallied up to 31, somewhere a little over 30 wrestlers. And yeah, 12 medals is a good percentage of that. And and you mentioned, you know, a number of, you know, hard-fought matches. And I think things could have swayed a lot of different ways. I think overall that the showing across the two counties has been impressive, to say the least. And, a couple third-place finishes and a few really close matches. We've talked about that if you've been with us through the broadcast. A number of matches that could have gone any number of ways. And some of them are, you know, Wash Green wrestlers were on the right side of, and some of them they weren't, unfortunately. But overall, it's been, I think, a really, really positive weekend for these programs and for these individuals in particular.
Looking at PIAA medal counts as well.
Yep.
You know, you have 12 districts total when you look at both in all three classes, girls, AA, and AAA. The District 7 wrestlers, which, you know, we kind of talked about this during the break, too. Probably not the best year for the WPIL as a whole.
Right.
Especially, you know, at the top in these state finals. You know, the three girls wrestling, one in AA wrestling for a state title, and correct my math, I want to say it was 6 or 7 in AAA.
I think it was 6, but unfortunately, just the way the draw breaks, 4 of those, so 2 of those 13 matches are all Whipfield championships.
That's right. So the WPIL is confirmed for 2 state titles. But you look at the state medal count, and District 7 comes in number 2 with 54 total medals between girls AA and AAA. The most is District 3, actually, with 58 medals, and then District 7 with 54, and then it'll be District 1 with 50. On the girls' side, District 7 finishes number two. District 3 had the most with 22. District 7 with 18. And then it was District 1 and District 11 with 16 medals. On the AA side, District 7 comes away with 10 medals. And that's District 3, once again, dominant there as well, as they had 20 total medals, followed by District 4 with 16 and District 6 with 15. And then there's a lot with 10, including District 7, District 9, District 10, District 1. And then on the AAA side, the WPIL does it the most with 26 medals, 24 for District 1 and 20 from District 11. So District 7 gets the most in AAA, the second most on the girls' side, and you know, tied for fourth on the AA side. But overall count, number two with 54 medals.
I mean, I think that's just beating our chest a little bit. And, you know, we think it's a down year, right, for the WPIL, and yet you still pull out those numbers and show that there was still a, I think, a usual showing here from District 7. And, you know, I don't know about you. I, you know, personally, I take a lot of pride in that. You know, having been a former District 7 rep, not that I ever brought home a state medal to the district, but I think anybody who supports this area of wrestling or certainly has been a part of it, I think we've always known that when it comes to Hershey and sort of a profile at the state tournament, that District 7 is always going to have it near the top.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And that's what makes those WPIL tournaments so great, right? Because you're going to see the premier competition. A lot of times you see matches that happen in multiple weeks. And yeah, it's kind of shocking, honestly, that you don't see someone like Solomon Russell Watson, you know, being that they are in the same region because, but, you know, one of those things that Watson lost that match to Trinity Moore. So couldn't get to the final to wrestle Watson or wrestle Solomon last week, but now they get this opportunity this week to do so. The girls' match is complete at 106. The boys' match at 114 is complete. And the final match happening at 114 on the AA side. They got about 30 seconds left. And they will introduce the medalist, and then we'll be getting underway. So we're going to take a timeout, and we'll be back with more wrestling action and get you set for Marley Solomon, who's going to be come up very shortly here on the WJPA Sports Network, and that is presented by CNX Foundation.
For 125 years, Washington Financial has been covering this region's financial needs, sharing your rebellious spirit, standing right here with you, supporting your dreams, helping businesses grow and thrive, investing in what matters, and always putting people first. Thank you for letting us get to know you over our first 125 years. We're Washington Financial, and we're proud to be the bank that gets you. Learn more at washfin.bank, Washington Financial Bank, member FDIC.
Turn the clocks ahead and get ready for a whole year of great Observer Reporter events. Hey, it's Kendra at the OR. From Kids Fest later this month to a First Friday celebration and the Greater Pittsburgh Food Truck Festival in May, we're ready to celebrate local. Corks and Kegs in August, followed by Farm to Fork, All for Her, Best of the Best, and the Holiday Market. Join us as a vendor, as a visitor, as a family. We're all about local. Come celebrate with us at the next Observer Reporter event.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Introducing the wrestlers from the 100-pound weight class for the girls, and then they'll have the AA and the AAA, and then they'll bring the wrestlers out, Greg. So we're getting set. Marley Solomon about to get underway here in just a couple of minutes, and should be a lot of fun to see her out on the mat.
Oh, yeah, no question. We've been teasing it all day, unfortunately. really, you know, front-loaded morning with the 11 other wrestlers determining their place and what medal they were going to bring back to the counties. And so finally, the main event of Marley Solomon is here. And you're right. And just as it's here, we still just have a few more moments to wait. But, you know, I think she's got a great chance, you know. And with all due respect, you know, some of these matches, you kind of know what you're going to get. You know, there are a few names, especially on the boys' side in AA in particular. You might know who I'm alluding to, who you sort of look at and you say, you know, that one might be tough. You know, I think Marley Solomon here is perhaps maybe on paper the favorite, and so really excited to see her get out there and get a chance to go win a state championship.
Man, you got to love her approach to the mat, and she's a physical wrestler and has done a great job all season long to get to this point, coming in as the West champ and having a chance to wrestle for a state title. So we're going to take one final break, and when we come back, we will have Marley Solomon of Canon McMillan taking on Daly Watson of Conneaut area. You are listening to WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Regional anesthesia experts provide high-level orthopedic anesthesia at a surgery center near you. Owned and operated by Dr. Brian Matuzik, regional anesthesia experts employ modern techniques to alleviate post-op pain, enabling you to get back on your feet quicker, increasing the likelihood of better long-term results from your surgery. Best of luck to all WPIL and Pennsylvania wrestlers from regional anesthesia experts and Big Mac alum Dr. Brian Matuzik.
Wurchel Funeral Home is Bridgeville's only locally owned funeral home. Dave Wurchel and Bob Longo offer a full range of funeral services in a spacious, elegant facility on Washington Pike. To discuss pre-need arrangements or for caring service in a time of immediate need, call 412-221-3333. People you know. People you trust. Wurchel Funeral Home, off the Bridgeville exit of I-79, a proud sponsor of high school wrestling.
Best of luck to all wrestlers competing this weekend from Angelo's Restaurant. Michael Pasilacqua, the owner of Angelo's, is a former wrestler himself. He knows and appreciates the hard work and dedication required to be successful. Angelo's Restaurant has been serving fine Italian food for 86 years. From classic Italian dishes to new favorites, enjoy a meal with family and friends at Angelo's Restaurant, North Franklin Drive near Wild Things Park. See the menu and learn more at angelosrestaurant.com.
Introducing the wrestlers here that are coming out for this matchup. Marley Solomon on the Jumbotron right now.
Yep, perfect timing.
Introducing her to the crowd here at the Giant Center in Hershey. She's getting to the mat right now, and
Solomon with the royal blue singlet, gold trim, and the gold and white stripe crossing up from her right leg up into her midsection. Daly Watson, a black singlet with blue trim, blue on the back, with the words Conneaut across the front, so a little blue on blue, but Watson with a black headgear, has the large plate up on the temple there, and Solomon with the more traditional, I would say, white headgear.
They've introduced the AA wrestler, so they're going to introduce the AAA, and then we will be underway. Both girls have their ankle bands on, ready to rock and roll here at 112 pounds.
Yeah, what a great setup, too. They have spotlights going. The lights come down. Instead of sort of your traditional parade of champions, each weight class gets introduced and a run out there, and so I think certainly the introduction that all these wrestlers deserve here on the biggest stage.
And we shake hands, and we're underway at 112 pounds. Right away, grabbing at the wrist, Sir Solomon.
Yeah, immediately the aggressor there, low single there.
Gets right in on that ankle and gets behind. Just has to really clear the... She's got the hold of the wrist, I think, does Watson. But Solomon just trying to clear her wrist. Does get behind and gets the takedown. 20 seconds in, Solomon up 3-0.
Yeah, but exactly the start you want there if you're Marley Solomon, and immediately going to start working on the head on the right side of Watson.
Tight waist right now for Solomon.
Really
that wrist just, control right yeah. now. It's about it. Just kind of stuck there is Watson.
Yeah, kind of has her kind of hip over her. You don't necessarily want a stalemate here, but kind of just holding still so far. But again, as you mentioned, the tight waist and now the 2-on-1 with the wrist.
About 55 seconds to go in the opening period. 3-0 lead for Solomon. Flattens out Watson.
Now let's go with that tight waist trying to go up and get the left hand of Watson, as you mentioned, flattened out. Really using that left leg, too, to try to kind of hip over Watson a little bit. And I think that helped break her down in the first place.
25 seconds remaining in the opening period. 3-0. Solomon of Cannon McMillan out in front.
Looks like Solomon's right arm is just kind of trapped in there. Kind of needs to dead arm that arm out. She's trying to use it also to run up towards the head with a bit of a bar, but it seemed like at least for a second there, Watson kind of had it pinned just in an effort maybe to kind of keep Solomon at bay. But nevertheless, a successful first period, in my opinion, for Marley Solomon as she takes a 3-0 lead into the second.
Yeah, they got that takedown within 20 seconds and rode for most of that first period. Solomon with choice. She's going to go on the bottom position.
And we'll see if Watson can counter it all. As you mentioned, it was maybe not the most offensive period for Solomon, but certainly a productive one, being able to ride for that long.
Quick to her feet, and out for one is Solomon within 6 seconds. If she can get right in on another takedown quickly and just impose her will here on Watson.
Yeah, Watson trying to work into her a little bit. But right now, just a little bit of hand fight and a little bit of a tie-up.
Looking for that trip there. Still tying up.
Yeah, Solomon, it looks like, wants to create some distance, but Watson trying to keep her close. Watson working hard to try to sort of hook that arm of Solomon. Solomon goes low, though.
Same ankle shot that she had in the beginning of the match and able to get right behind for the takedown. Just so quick to that ankle.
Yeah, and it helps, too, when your opponent's pushing into you like that and really wanting to engage like that. If you can clear yourself and get that, you know, get low, which Solomon's able to do there. Again, as you mentioned, a really good, quick, low takedown.
Yeah, just a sweeping outside single shot. And now they did have a stalling call on Watson. So that's her first. 7-0. Solomon out in front. Watson to her feet. Solomon still has control right now. And potentially dangerous. Holding onto that ankle and pulling that knee back. So 27 seconds left in the second.
Yeah, I think a big 27 seconds here, Greg. If she can continue just to ride and get to the third period up 7, certainly puts herself in a good situation.
20 seconds left. Still with that tight waist is Solomon. Breakdown. Solomon will ride for the balance of the second period.
Watson almost able to turn into her a little bit, but ultimately, as you mentioned, Solomon rides successfully. Watson quickly up to her feet. She's going to choose neutral to start the third period. Need to connect on a big move down 7-0. Marley Solomon in the driver's seat.
And Watson unable to get out from underneath, so not surprising going neutral here.
Again, trying to work up into Solomon's body. Really pushing into her. Solomon might have to be careful not to get hit with stalling. As Watson now trying to control pace.
Seconds into the third period. Solomon's still really controlling. I mean, there's a lot of wrist tie action, but I wouldn't say stalling at any point right now. Both wrestlers just really continue to hand fight.
Yeah, now just about 70 seconds to go. Shot in by Watson, blocked by Solomon.
Yeah, Solomon wanted to spin around behind there, but the wrist held, and we're going to get a stalemate with 1:04 to go in the third.
Yeah, the officials probably going to be quick on that whistle. Just want to make sure they keep play moving.
Trying to tie up the arms there are his Watson, and now shot in by Watson. Solomon sprawls back. 45 seconds to go, third period.
Talk about how quick Solomon was offensively in those two takedowns. So quick defensively, though, too. We've seen Watson take a couple shot attempts, and each time Solomon's been quick to sprawl or clear herself.
Down to 30 seconds left. Nice little knee pick there, but out of bounds. Good job by Solomon with that knee pick.
Yeah, and Watson was trying to get that toss, and you're right, not just a defensive counter, but really good offense in trying to keep her with the knee pick.
Shot in by Watson. Solomon sprawling back. Just really pushing her weight into Watson and may take her over. There's a takedown and some near fall points as well. 10 seconds left, and Marley Solomon of Cannon McMillan is going to win a state title for the Big Macs. She is going to win by major decision, 14-0. Marley Solomon, your state champion at 112 pounds.
I mean, that was, in my opinion, Greg, just physical domination. Watson tried to use her strength to impose what she wanted to do. It was the speed and quickness, but ultimately, in that last period, it was Solomon who just strength, mind over matter, and able to get it done. What an impressive win for Marley Solomon. What an impressive tournament and season.
We'll take a break and come back and recap all the medals that we got here today from the state tournament. You are listening to the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Spring into home construction season with First Federal of Greene County's construction and home improvement loans. First Federal's construction loans, owner-builder loans, FHA Title I home improvement loans, and home equity loans put you in charge. With offices in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties, your loan stays here. Visit with a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729. You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Well, that wraps up the wrestling here for the Washington Greene County wrestlers. 12 total medals coming home. And it's wrapped up by Marley Solomon of Cannon McMillan, who wins a state title for the Big Macs at 112 pounds. Let's talk about it in total. 5 medals coming home on the girls' side, 4 for AAA and 3 for AA with those girls Mention Marley Sullivan of Cannon McMillan, your state champion. Ella Trahan of Four Cherry, an eighth place finisher. Abigail Dolanch of Avella in fifth. Elena Ashby of Trinity in fourth. And Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township in fourth. In the AA boys, Drake McClure of Bentworth in eighth. Braden Welsh of Four Cherry in third. And Colin White of West Green in fourth. And the AAA side, Nick McGarity of Peters Township in third. Dom Canale of Trinity in fifth. Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan in fourth. And Jake Conroy of Ringgold in fourth. We talked a lot about these medals throughout the entire day, Greg, but talk about Marley Sullivan and the way she won that state title.
I mean, I think she won the state title in the same way she's won every match that we've certainly seen here at Hershey. And that was a great combination of speed and quickness, but also just toughness and strength. You know, I think back to that semifinal match against Humphreys from Brashear, and in that match, Humphreys, a great wrestler, wants to win with pushing, imposing her will, physicality. She took third place doing exactly that. Sullivan was able to meet the moment in that match, match her physicality, match her strength, and ultimately use her quickness to do it. I think the exact same thing happened in that championship match. We saw immediately Watson trying to come up into her, trying to sort of leverage Solomon's positioning. Sullivan, two low singles, able to get out in front by a 6-7 point margin. And then in that third period, as Watson trying to push into her, she met that. That last takedown was just pure strength. They kind of met in the middle, and truly it was, she honestly had Watson bent basically at the midsection. That Solomon just strength, just pushing over, ultimately gets that big 7-point move, makes the win 14-0. And I would say that score was pretty indicative to how the match went. I was really, I think, most domination from Marley Sullivan, which she did really throughout her entire track all the way to being a state champion.
Yeah, it was a dominant performance in the final. Knew what she needed to do to win gold here in PA, and was able to get it done to become a state champion for Cannon Mac. We're going to take one final break, and we'll wrap things up here from the Giant Center in Hershey. In a moment, you're listening to the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448. Visit us online at dayinsurance.com or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
For over 50 years, Sarah's Candies has proudly supported WPIAL Wrestling, helping local teams and organizations thrive. With easy and delicious fundraising programs, groups large and small can reach their goals, one sweet treat at a time. Start your fundraiser today with Sarah's Candies. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com. Make your next fundraiser a sweet success. Sarah's Candies, raising funds, sharing smiles.
That wraps up our coverage here from the Giant Center in Hershey, and we appreciate anyone who's been listening in throughout the entire weekend. Thank you to Jacob Knisner back in the studio for running things for on the radio side. Thank you to Jason Tennant, who did a great job anchoring the first day and a half of coverage. Thanks to my partner Greg Smith here for helping out as well throughout the rest with myself. just to be able to bring you this coverage here of the state tournament. But can't thank enough the sponsors who allowed us the opportunity to come to Hershey to be able to bring you this coverage throughout the entire weekend. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. Hernberger Insurance Agency on Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. Slovenian Savings and Loan. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street, Washington, on Main Street, Hickory. Online, dayinsurance.com, celebrating 50 years. Saris Candy, supporting Pennsylvania Wrestling for over 50 years. Washington Financial Bank for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. The Observer Reporter, local voices, your stories. Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. Attorney John Patricic, nearly 30 years of experience giving your case the attention it deserves. WVU Medicine, call 855-WVU-CARE. Regional anesthesia experts and Big Mac alum, Dr. Brian Matusik. Wartrol Funeral Home in Bridgeville, a proud supporter of high school wrestling. Claysville Area Business Association. Claysville area businesses are winning again thanks to teamwork, dedication, and leadership. Chambers Insurance Agency, your third-generation independent insurance agency in downtown Washington. Online at chambersinsurance.com. And Angelo's Restaurant, celebrating family and tradition for more than 85 years. North Franklin Drive in Washington. Get the opportunity. Make sure you check out our sponsors. Give them the support that they're allowing to give to our local athletes here in Washington and Greene County, to give them the ability to have the attention that they deserve after all the hard work they put in all season long. Any final thoughts on this past weekend, Greg?
Fun as always. I've been fortunate this is my third year coming out here. I know there's been you and many others who have come more. It's appreciative of those who allow us to do what we do. And definitely just hats off to the athletes that we saw here today. You know, certainly focusing on our Washington and Greene County athletes, but certainly across Western Pennsylvania, hats off for an impressive weekend as always.
And it will change to our coverage, right? The first time we've had just a focus on the Washington and Greene County wrestlers. We wanted to make sure we could bring you the exact details of their match,
yep,
as opposed to kind of skimming the top, right, and making sure we actually focus in and get you the exact details of how they wrestled in their match. So, we appreciate the opportunity to bring that to you, and we hope you enjoyed following throughout the entire weekend to make sure you got the best coverage possible of our local athletes. For Greg Smith, I'm Greg Warnock. We appreciate you listening in and hope you have a great rest of your day. You've been listening to the wrestling coverage from the Giant Center in Hershey here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.